had probably more money than anybody, but the way they dressed, you really couldn't tell. But then, you know, you would see where they lived, and you're thinking, well, why is he dressed with holy clothes and a ragged shirt, and he lives in this, you know, $200,000 home back then? But, you know, and it got where it was hard to tell, even today. I mean, you can't judge somebody by the way they look, because, you know, just because their hair is not combed and their shirt's holy and their jeans are holy, you know, they could have some money. But that's the way they choose to dress. But, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, people would look at you and think, well, does this person have money, or, you know, and a lot of the groups stuck with people that had money, and then, you know, a lot of the groups that didn't have that much, they would kind of stick together.
And you said that there were a lot of clubs and activities. What were some of them? Were you involved in any of them?
Well, I was in a few. You know, there was this all kind of stuff. You know, band, which I didn't do that. The pep club. I'm just talking just all kind of stuff. I mean, you had tennis club. I mean, you had just about everything at our high schools. And me, I really didn't get involved with any of those. I was not very athletic, and I didn't get into band. You know, I pretty much just went to school in the morning, done my work, and come home. And but like my sister and my older brother, they were involved with a lot of the stuff, the baseball, the band, the pep club, beta club. My sister was in all that kind of
softball,
stuff.
Softball, baseball.
But me, myself, I really didn't get into it. Like I say, I just go to school and come home and get up the next day and go back again.
And would you as a family go to things like the softball or baseball games?
Yes.
And when you did that, did that sort of integrate the community? When you went to those games, did you meet other people from Roswell and the Alpharetta area?
And, you know, I lived in East Cobb all those years, but I always came to Roswell. I mean, all my friends were here. Even though I didn't go to Roswell High School, I'd say 90% of my friends went to Roswell High School. So every weekend when I was in high school, I was pretty much here hanging out with my friends, and she'd be trying to find us, and we'd see her going down the road in the van, and we'd run and hide.
Would you say that you consider yourself from Roswell?
I do. Mm-hmm. Right.
So even though you live sort of on the boundary line.
Right. I did everything in Roswell. I came on the weekends, and all my friends were here. Movies, bowling, everything I done here.
All of them, even my
brothers and sisters, all of our friends, even I'd say most of our friends were in Roswell because we've always lived here. And, you know, so we got to know a lot of people in Roswell. And then when we started going to our high schools, they were just being built. Uh-huh. And so we really, even my sister, even, you know, being in the band and in the pep club, still most of her friends were in Roswell. She worked in Roswell. I worked in Roswell. You know, even when we were in high school, she started off working at right here on Holcomb Bridge. And, but yeah, I consider myself to pretty much have grown up in Roswell.
Mm-hmm. What about other sort of community activities, like